Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio. All right, who watched the Travelers Championship yesterday? I watched every minute of the telecast. I thought I was going to watch the back nine, actually. And I ended up watching the back nine plus eight, the playoff between Harris English and Kramer Hickok. The big playoff. Jim Nance said it was the greatest thing we'd ever watched. Which I have to admit I was glued to the TV and I wasn't leaving, but it was almost like I'm like thinking, okay, who's gonna win this thing? I mean, is anybody gonna win? And you start watching something and you don't want to stop because you just you want to find out what happens, and then it just keeps going and going and going and going and going. And then while I'm watching, I'm kind of thinking to myself, you always watch tournaments or sporting events, and generally speaking, you're cheering for somebody. You pick somebody to cheer for. Maybe your team's not playing, but okay, I like this team, or I want this team to win, or my favorite player is this guy, but he's not in contention, so who am I going to pick? I want this guy. Well, the fans wanted Kramer Hickok because I don't know why. He was younger. He hadn't won before. I mean, I'm kind of cheering for the guy that hasn't won before, I got to admit. I mean, that's kind of what I do because of the fact that, nobody's dominating. I mean, that's not happening on the PGA Tour. I mean, Harris English wins the Travelers Championship, and he becomes the second two-time winner this year on the PGA Tour. I mean, just kind of chew on that for a second. I mean, they've played 40 events on the PGA Tour. Now, they're going to tell you, what they always say is it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour, and the players are so great, and it's just really hard. I mean, it's just so hard to win. Of course, Tiger used to do it nine times a year, but it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. Like it's that much different now than when Tiger was winning nine times a year, or Vijay Singh was winning seven times a year, or name it. I mean, just a couple of years ago when Dustin Johnson's winning three or four times a year. I mean, but now it's just so hard. It's gotten so hard to win on the PGA Tour that the only person that can do it, was Harris English, who won the Tournament of Champions. And then, of course, Bryson DeChambeau won twice this year. And now, kind of, because he wins last September at the U.S. Open when they come back from the COVID, and he wins at the U.S. Open. And then he wins again at the Arnold Palmer and Bay Hill Invitational. And that's his two wins. But other than that, you got him and Harris English. But the crowd and, me who's watched on TV, I mean, I'm kind of cheering for the guy who hasn't won because I'm thinking, okay, this is a nice story. I mean, his parents are there and his girlfriend's there. And, he seems like a nice kid. And he keeps making all these putts to extend the playoff. And, poured that one in. It was kind of last guy in. I mean, Harris English makes the birdie. He shoots a great last round, makes the birdie on 18, and shoots, what did he shoot, 65 or whatever. And he shoots, comes from behind, and, guys are backing up. It didn't, when he was on the course, there's no way that he was thinking that, 13 is going to be enough. Matter of fact, I think even when they interviewed him afterwards, I think he said, I probably needed to birdie one more. But anyway, the last guy in, the guy who makes the pressure putt, Kramer Hickok on 18, hits a good iron in there, wedge in there, sand wedge, by the way. I mean, let's put this greatness, these great shots in perspective here. as like a sandwich. It's a great shot into 18 and makes the putt, you know, last game, and then we get the playoff. Okay. I don't know. Maybe that's why everybody was cheering for him, because he's the guy that made the last putt to tie the tournament, to send it into sudden death. And as a result, everybody, you know, decided they wanted him to win. I don't know. Maybe that's the case. Maybe that's the reason. Who knows? Who knows what the reason is? Everybody has their reasons for who they cheer for. But, you know, he's the guy that everybody wanted. And then, of course, I read on Twitter, you know, like a star is born. And I'm like, Cramer Hickok is 29 years old. All right. This is his, I don't know, third year on the tour or something. In 2021, before this tournament, he's 139th on the FedEx Cup. In 2020, he was 170th on the FedEx Cup. And in 2019, he's 164th. The reason he's in the tournament, first off, is because they changed the qualification rules to give guys an extra year because of the COVID. That's why he's in the tournament. Now, he's played, this was his 20th tournament, on the PGA Tour this year, and he's missed 10 cuts. You know, and it's like you see this all the time in not just in golf, but in sports. And guys get there, and then you think, okay, you know, we're gonna see his name a lot more now. You know, we're gonna see his name a lot more. Now, he did finish 14th at the Charles Schwab Challenge, but he missed a cut at the Palmetto Championship at Congaree. He missed a cut at the Byron Nelson. He finished 51st at Wells Fargo. He finished 57th at Valspar. He missed a cut at Zurich Team Championship. Missed a cut at Valero Texas Open. He was 58th at the Players Championship. Missed a cut at Arnold Palmer. Missed a cut at Puerto Rico. Missed a cut at AT&T. Missed a cut at Farmers Insurance. I'm not ragging on his game or anything. I'm just you know, pointing out that whenever I watch on TV, it's like they act like these guys are going to, you know, okay, he shows up this week and now, you know, he's going to be an absolute fixture and we're going to see him all the time. And you know, that kind of stuff is like fairy tales is what it is. Fairy tale. I wish the guy would have won. I mean, he made, you know, that one putt he made. And I was getting confused as to how many holes they. I don't know what hole he made. His speed was horrible on putting, and he kept running them by, and then making them. He made 28 feet of putts on the first. I think it was 6 playoff holes. Okay, think about that for a second. So that's, you know, he's averaging almost a 5-footer. On every playoff hole. Now, he's a pressure pack. Plus, he made one on 18, too. So, I mean, you know, he's made 30-something, you know, 2 feet of putts or 33 foot of putts, and he's done it on 7 holes in a row. I mean, averaging like five feet of putts. And that's a putt that, you know, you're not, you know, you're making 75% of the time, but you're not probably making, you know, you're not generally making every single one of those. But then he runs that one by, I mean, I don't know how far that was, 15 feet or whatever on the seventh playoff hole, and he drains that one. I mean, dead center. I mean, I'm thinking, geez. And even he was like, you know, the first couple he drained, he was like fist pump, fist pump, fist pump. And then after he drained that one, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm making all. It was almost like that, you know, that one. And then they, you know, they show the girlfriend and the family, and the, you know, they're like, oh, you know, my mom, you know, is like, oh, we made another one, and he's like, oh, I made another one, and you know, and you just like, it looked like he had the thought process that like, oh my gosh, everybody's firing bullets at me. And I keep dodging them. And then it's like, you know, which is pretty much what was happening. And then he was like, okay, I'm like super, super lucky to be alive right here. And, you know, he was. But anyway, then I went to the last playoff hole, and same exact thing. So I'm talking about what I mean by same exact thing when I come back. All right. If you need some help with your golf game, go to HaneyUniversity.com. Register for my free instructional videos that we send out every day, and you'll get some good help there. You can also do this if you need some help on your game. Sign up you sign up for HaneyUniversity.com. Okay, first thing. But then the second thing is go to send a video. So all you're going to do is just send a video to golfschools@HankHaney.com. That's the email address, golfschools@HankHaney.com. And either the great predictor Steve Johnson or one of my other great instructors will analyze your swing for you and send you a lesson back for absolutely free. I send a down the line video, tell them what your big miss is, your bad shot, and you'd be surprised how much better you can get. Because we have a lot of people that tell me how much it helps. Matter of fact, I did this weekend. I gave a little help to a touring pro friend of mine, and you know what? He played better the last couple of days. So you can do it, no problem, over the videos, and it's free. So this is like our gift to golf, but we just want to help people get better. HaneyUniversity.com for the free videos, golfschools@HankHaney.com to send your video and of your swing. So do that. All right, we'll be right back. All right, I'm going to talk about Harris English, who won the tournament, two-time winner on the PGA Tour this year. I don't know where he is on the world golf ranking, but I think he's probably top 15 now. And, you know, he's won four times now on the PGA Tour. And two times in the last 15 starts. Now, before that, he won two times in 249 starts. Now, we know how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour. You know that. He's done it two times in the last 15 starts, took him two times in 249 starts before that. Let me finish by talking about this Kramer hit guy. Okay. And because you think, you know, he's hitting all these shots. And I'll give you my observation when I'm watching this playoff. And this is for both players. I'm thinking, this is compelling. This is fun to watch. I'm following people on Twitter, tell me how great it is. I'm listening to Jim Nantz, tell me how great it is. And I was glued. I mean, I'm glued. But then I'm thinking to myself also, are these guys ever going to hit a good shot? I mean, let's think about this. They're playing the 18th hole at this, Travelers, you know, TPC Highlands. Okay. Now, this back in the day, that used to be some kind of hole. Now it's a nothing kind of hole. I mean, it is nothing. It's nothing. I mean, you drive it down there, and they've got Harris English had 81 yards. This is the 18th hole, the deciding hole of a championship, and it's Harris. I'm not talking about driving it down there. Bryson DeChambeau, Dustin Johnson, Cameron Champ, Rory McIlroy. I'm talking about Harris English. Has 81 yards. Now, I mean, he's not a short hitter. I understand, but Harris English has 81 yards to the hole on the last play on the eighth playoff hole. He's got 81 yards. This is the hole they're playing now. Jeff Shackelford, you know, my buddy Jeff, you know, who wants to roll ball back, the club back, everything back. He's going to love my comments here, but that's ridiculous. I mean, that's not even a hole. I mean, you drive it in the, and they're playing this hole over and over and over again for the playoff. They play 18. I don't know what they did. They played 18, then they played 18 again. Then it makes no sense at all. But if you tie after two times, then they go over to 17. And then they played 17 and 18. And then if you tie again. They go to seven. I don't know. They just kept playing 18 all the time, but then they played 17 twice. I couldn't figure out how you knew what hole they were going to play. I guess they don't ever plan on it going eight holes. But the, you know, even 17 was four iron pitching wedge. Four iron pitching. These are the two holes. Four iron pitching wedge and driver 81 yards. Driver sandwich. And nobody is hitting a decent shot. I mean, Harris English hit a good shot on the one, what was it, the seventh playoff hole, and he hits it in there like, oh, I guess it was, I mean, it was a good shot, 10 feet, okay, something like that, about 10 feet, 9 feet, 8 feet, whatever, and then he missed it, okay? It was the only one that either one of these guys missed because they were both like making putt after putt after putt after putt to tie. And there's some psychology with making a putt to tie versus making a putt to win. There's no doubt about that. But they're hitting these putts and they're just making them one after another. Harrison is the only good shot in there. And then Kramer Hickok hit, you know, some shot. It looked like it was going to miss the green to the right on 17. It kind of hit. It curled around him. I give it, you know, hit it in there about 12 feet, maybe 14 feet. I don't know. On the one other playoff hole, because those are the best two shots that they hit. I mean, other than that, they missed the green. They barely hit the fairway. I mean, this is the 18th hole. Look at this hole at this TPC River Islands. You drive it to the right, and it hits in the 6 inches of rough. And both these guys did it in the in the second to last playoff hole or third to last, I lost track of them all. But anyway, they both hit it to the right and the ball kicks down like 10 yards. It must be it's a severe slope. You could see when Harris English kept hitting it over there, the ball was so far above his feet. But anyway, they hit the ball way up there to the right and it kicks down, you know, in the fairway or first cut, which is fine. They did that. They hit it in the left bunker, repeatedly in the left bunker. And then occasionally they'd hit it down the fairway. I'm talking about the eight playoff holes they played. Then occasionally they hit it down the fairway. Then they hit it, but even the left bunker shot was fine. And even the right fringe rough was fine. I mean, you're hitting a sand wedge. It's not a big deal. And then you go and then they hit the ball into the left bunker, no problem. But they couldn't get a ball inside of 30 feet. 20 feet, whatever. I mean, they couldn't give them. And then they hit the first putt, it would go 5 feet by, and then they'd have to make that coming back. And it just, oh my goodness. I mean, it was like, my thought was, this is cool to watch. This is fun to watch. You know, Jim Nance is telling me it's the greatest thing I've ever watched. Over and over, he's telling me that. What a treat. Amanda Baleon said, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, we've never seen anything like that. They're not trading birdies. They're trading pars, barely. They're trading barely pars. They're draining putts, comebackers. One of them 15 feet, 20 feet. I don't know how far that was. Way back. He knocked it way by. 5 foot, 6 foot by. They're trading comebackers with sand wedges in their hand. Driver sand wedge. Four iron sand wedge. Four iron pitching wedge. Whatever it is. It's nothing. And this is the greatest thing. I'm being told oh my God. It's the greatest. This is unbelievable. The greatest. I'm like, unbelievable. I mean, like, I always think to back in the day, you know? And back in the day, I'll tell you about back in the day. Back in the day, Tiger Woods would have stuffed that short iron in there on the first hole, and that would have been ball game over. You can forget about it. That was done. And I'm watching this thing go on for eight holes, sand wedges. Driver sand wedge. Drive it to the right, kick down out of the rough into the fairway. Drive it to the left in a flat bunker that you can just hit a wedge out of. I'm watching this for eight holes and nobody gets the ball inside of 30 feet, 20 feet, whatever. It's a sand wedge. The tour, you know, tour average from there should, you know, they'll tell you on TV should hit this inside of 10 feet. They weren't saying that because that never was happening. I mean, nobody hit a good shot. I mean, it was like it's unbelievable. And Harris English is the second two-time winner this year on the PGA. Harris English, second two-time winner on the PGA Tour this year. Jeez. I don't know. It was fun to watch. I mean, compelling. I mean, and congratulations, but that was not good golf. I mean, that was not like watching, you know, I didn't pretend or confuse the fact that I wasn't watching John Rahm at the U.S. Open. I mean, I wasn't watching John Rahm birdie 17 and 18 at the U.S. Open. I mean, that's definitely not what I was watching, for sure. I mean, I knew that right away. All right, I got an email I got to read to you. Here we go. My wife and I were driving back home from the beach listening to Hank Haney. They must have had my podcast on. He said, I have very bad arthritis on my growth on my right hand. Very painful. Hank was talking about his voodoo pain relief cream, and he's guaranteeing that it would work. You know, it's a money back guarantee. And here, this is what the guy writes me. He says, I told my wife, this is one of these scams. First off, come on, please. I'm not scamming anybody. The last thing I'm doing is ever scamming anybody. I'm telling you about this voodoo pain relief because it works. Anyway, so he says, he had his laptop with him. He went on the website, read the reviews. He said, they were all positive. Okay, well, there you go. And he placed an order. He was driving his car, and he placed the order. And then he goes, the voodoo pain relief came a few days later. You know, my offer is for free, a free 2-week supply of voodoo pain relief. There's no tricks. There's no, you know, it's not a like subscription. You got to cancel. It's none of that stuff. It's just a free 2-week supply of voodoo pain relief cream. That's what's on the website, voodoopainrelief.com. You go on there. Anyway, this guy says, I rubbed it on my thumb and in minutes, there was no pain. He said, my wife tried it in an area where she has pain and it worked for her also. He said, I let a couple of my golf friends try it and it worked. And then he concludes by saying, this stuff really works. All right. The reason I have my free 2-week supply for free on voodoopainrelief.com is because I know the product works. I mean, as a matter of fact, here's the other thing. I'm looking at all my orders, you know, that come in because orders come in every day and I look at them. I see who buys it. I see who listens to me and who buys the Voodoo Pain Relief, who tries it. And every order yesterday was somebody who had tried the free 2-week supply and then they reorder. So, that tells you something. Anyway, I wanted to share with you that email. Go to voodoopainrelief.com and get your free 2-week supply. If you've got arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness, it'll help you. It's not a scam. It's a free offer. It'll help you. Voodoopainrelief.com. I got to conclude this podcast today by saying this. I mean, I know I'm on my podcast line. When these guys say all this stuff on TV, it like drives me crazy. And all they say, and I'm not, you know, I love watching golf. I watch all the time. I feel like sometimes it's just, well, a lot of times, I mean, they're trying to sell me. I just like to watch. Just let me watch. I want to watch the shots. Let me just see, you know, I watch the swings. I like to see the emotion. I like the Kramer Hickok fist pump, the Harris English fist pump. Now, let me see who can come through in the pressure. Let me see who's gonna win. This is a great story. His family looks nice. His girlfriend, you know, is cheering him on. It's the crowd's cheering Kramer Hickok, Kramer. Harris English seems like a nice guy. They're throwing up the Twitter, you know, the quotes that everybody's sending in, go Harris and all his guys that play with him down there at Sea Island, they're all cheering him on. He's a great guy. It's great. I love, but they don't have to always tell me how great everything is, because that was fun to watch. It was compelling. And that was awful golf. Awful. Awful. The fairway is, I don't know how wide. It's not, it's not, it's no US Open fairway there. Trust me. That's a wide fairway. It's not bouncy, firm. You know, you're getting a little roll, but it's not, you know, it's sloped in on the side, on the right side. Just hit it up to the right. It'll bounce in the fairway. You got bunkers out there, you know, with nothing to hit out of. They're hitting a fairway maybe half the time, maybe. No wind blowing, nothing. 17, they played 17. It's a four iron, you know, Hitchcock hit some kind of hybrid down there, you know, kept it short of the bunker on one, you know, hybrid pitching wedge or whatever. And it's just, they don't have to tell me how great it is. It's not great. Nobody hit a one. Like, they played 16 playoff holes. I'm eight holes, two players, 16 playoff holes. It's driver sandwich, driver 81 yards for Harris English. Okay. That's what it was on 18. Hitchcock doesn't hit it as far. Driver, you know, sandwich still, you know, full sandwich instead of half sandwich. Or, you know, the last time he played the whole pitching wedge. That's all. And then on 17, it's four iron or hybrid pitching wedge. And they miss the green two or three times out of 16. Okay. I think two or three times, and it wasn't because they were in the rough. They still could hit the green, okay. But they missed the green two or three times, and then they had two balls in 16 tries. Hit two balls, and I'm being generous here, within 15 feet. Two. That's not good golf. That is, and it's compelling, but I'm thinking, these guys, how do they play? How do they get in this darn playoff? I don't know. I think back in the day, Tiger would have stuffed that thing in there on the first playoff hole, inside of 10 feet, boom, right in the hole, and thanks for coming, ball game over. That's what it would have been. Eight playoff holes. Finally, somebody makes a putt. Harris English made it. Now he's top 15 in the world. Top 15. Anyway, it was fun, though. Fun to watch. I liked it. I mean, I'm not saying I didn't. Anyway, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Hope you enjoyed my comments. Follow me on Twitter, at Hank Haney. Email your questions to hankhaneygolf@outlook.com. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts, and I will be there with the Hank Haney podcast. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.